Everything is suddenly clear to me, Mrs. Levy's bitter voice said behind a pile of newspapers. I'm blackmailed with my two darling girls. I'm pushed out of the way so that you can be a bigger playboy than ever. Now Levy Pants will be really down the drain. You think you have something on me?
Oh, I do. And Levy Pants will be down the drain, but not because one of your game wrecked it.
Mr. Levy looked over the two letters.
This Abelman business has made me think about a lot of things. How come nobody buys our pants? Because they stink. Because they're made from the same patterns my father used 20 years ago, the same fabrics. Because that old tyrant wouldn't change a thing in that plant. Because he destroyed whatever initiative I had.
Your father was a brilliant man. Not another word of disrespect from you.
Shut up. Trixie's oddball letter gave me an idea. From now on, we make Bermuda shorts only. Less trouble, higher profits on lower expenditures. I want a whole new line of wash and wear swatches from the mills. Levy Pants becomes Levy Shorts.
Levy Shorts. That's rich. Don't make me laugh. You'll go broke in a year. Anything to obliterate the memory of your father. You can't run a business. You're a failure, a playboy, a racetrack tout.
Quiet. I must say, you people are a nuisance. If this is retirement, I'd rather be back at that Levy Pants.
Miss Trixie raked at them with her cookie box.
Now get out of my house and mail me my check.
I couldn't run Levy Pants, that's true. I think I can run Levy Shorts.
Suddenly you're very smug, Mrs. Levy said in a voice that bordered on hysteria. Gus Levy operating a company? Gus Levy dominant? What could she say to Susan and Sandra? What could she say to Gus Levy? What would happen to her?
The foundation goes down the drain too, I guess.
Of course not.
Mr. Levy smiled inwardly. At last, his wife was rudderless, trying to steer some sort of course on a sea of confusion, asking him for directions.
We'll make an award. What were they supposed to be for? Meritorious service and bravery?
Yes, Mrs. Levy said humbly.
Here, this is brave.
He picked up the newspaper and pointed to the Negro who stood over the fallen idealist.
He gets the first award.
What? A criminal with dark glasses? A Bourbon Street character? Please, Gus, not this. Leon Levy is dead only a few years. Let him rest in peace.
It's very practical, the kind of maneuver old Leon would have made himself. Most of our workers are Negroes. Good public relations. And I'll probably need more and better workers before long. This will make for a good employment climate.
But not to that.
Mrs. Levy sounded as if she were retching.
The awards are for nice people.
Where's the idealism you're always coming on so strong for? I thought you had an interest in minority groups. At least you've always said so. Anyway, Riley was worth saving. He led me to the real culprit.
You can't live the rest of your life on spite.
Who's living on spite? I'm doing some constructive things at last. Miss Trixie, where's your telephone?
Oh!